सर्वेषां नमस्कारः. अद्यतनकक्षायां स्वागतं करोमि सर्वेषाम्. ऐ होप् आल् आफ् यु केन् सी मै स्क्रीन्. अ कैण्ड् रिक्वेस्ट् टु आल् आफ् यु, प्लीस् म्यूट् युर् सेल्फ्. All of you, please mute yourself. If you disconnect and get joined again, I humbly request you all to mute yourself. If I call your name to give an answer to any of the questions, you can answer and mute again. Rangarajan Mahotia, please mute. So I think we're good to start. Lakshmi Bhagini, can you chant the opening mantra?
वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा, निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा.
उत्तमं, धन्यवादः. गतसप्ताहे वयं केचन विषयानि दृष्टवन्तः. लास्ट् क्लास् गतसप्ताहे वयं केचन विषयानि, सम् लेसन्स् आर् थिङ्ग्स् वि सा दृष्टवन्तः. खलु, किं सम्बन् समरैस् वाट् आल् वि सा इन् लास्ट् क्लास्. एनी आफ् यु नो वन् नोस् वाट् हेपन् इन् लास्ट् क्लास्. Okay, I'll wait for somebody to respond.
Rupa Vadami.
Vadatu Vadami.
Samyukta Vanjanani Rishtavatu.
Drishtavantaha.
All of us. Okay, sorry. Drishtavantaha
is for plural.
Plural, huh? Yeah, all of us.
Drishtavati is singular.
Singular, huh? Yeah.
Drishtavantaha is plural.
संयुक्तव्यञ्जनानि दृष्टवन्तः. संयुक्तव्यञ्जनानि विभाजनं
सम्यक्
कति करोतु इति दृष्टवन्तः.
कति करोतु इत्युक्ते
हौ
कथं
कुर्मः इति दृष्टवन्तः. षष्टिविभक्ति वचनानि दृष्टवन्तः.
वचनम् इत्युक्ते सिङ्गुलर् प्लुरल् ड्यूवल् इति. षष्टि विभक्ति इत्युक्ते विभक्ति एव केस् अस्ति.
ओके ओके,
अवगच्छति. वचनम् इत्युक्ते एकवचनं, द्विवचनं अथवा बहुवचनम् इति सिङ्गुलर् ड्यूवल् प्लूरल् इति उच्यन्ते. षष्टि इत्युक्ते विभक्तिः एव. तत्र वचनमपि अस्ति, परन्तु तद् विषयं वयं न दृष्टवन्तः. वि डिड् नाट् सी दट्. सो
सेण्टेन्स् वट् इस् द वर्ड् फर् सेण्टेन्स्?
वाक्यं.
वाक्यं वाक्यम् इति दृष्टवन्तः.
उत्तमम्.
Sorry, it's very difficult initially.
No, chinta nasti. It will be a little confusing in the beginning, but it is good that you're trying to speak. I really appreciate it, because that only will take you to the next level. If you just keep listening, that will not work. You have to give out the output as well, because when you say learning something, it is a four process thing. It is not just about hearing. It is not just about reading. You have to write, you have to speak. So there are two inputs, which will be hearing and seeing what I write, and the two outputs would be you speaking and you writing. That's why I encourage everybody to try out. It is okay if it goes wrong. I'm here to correct you out. Uttama prayatna bhagini, I really appreciate.
Dhanyavaad bhagini.
Dhanyavaad. So we have got a two verse shloka kind of here. that talks about the Purushottama. So anybody would volunteer to read it? का वदति अस्तु
अहं वात्सल्या वदितुमिच्छामि. योगो योगविदां नेता प्रधानपुरुषेश्वरः नारसिंहवपुः श्रीमान् केशवः पुरुषोत्तमः.
सम्यक् उत्तमरीत्या उक्तवती भवती.
धन्यवादः.
So this is a small practice for you all. So it is yogo yoga vidam neta pradhana purusheshwarah narasimha vapuhu shriman keshavah purushottamah. So you can practice reading it, and as always you just try to record slowly word by word and send it to me. So this will be your first homework for today's class. Okay, I will also send it in WhatsApp so that you can see that and do the recording. Any doubts in the shloka for any of you, don't ask for meaning right now. We will do it a little later. Okay. So this we already did. Vyajanam pustakam bhittikam nutanani vatayanam upanetram. Most of you have done it almost correct, but just a few confusions where whatever I noticed was, then there is am. It is a and im. So I've seen a few writing a plus am or a plus aha, and also e. There are a few confusions. So see if it is a short ikara or long ikara. So that those things should be known. Otherwise, most of you have done really well. And this also we saw Chanakya, Vishnu, Padam. So we will try to read this for another couple of minutes. May I request Vaidhyanathan Mahodaya to do the first word alone.
Chanakya.
Samyak. Dhanyavadah. Anugraha Bhagini, the next one.
Putra.
Astu. Samyak. Rangarajan Mahodaya.
Hello, Padam.
Asti kalu puratah.
Puratam, puratam.
Puratah ityukte in front of you.
Okay, what is it actually? Because I'm using the smartphone, the letters are small, you know.
Oh, okay. There is Chanakya, Putra, and then there is something. If you can read it, just try. Not, it's okay. Are you able to see it?
Yes, I am able to see it. Padam, only I am able to read it as it is. Padam.
I don't know what you are reading. I have highlighted something. See if you are able to see it.
Chakra.
Samya.
Okay.
Aparna Bhagini.
Prahlad.
No, it's not Praha, it's Prahlad.
Prahlad.
You are saying the ha completely, Bhagini.
Okay.
You can say it only if it is completely written.
Okay.
For example, when I say this is her.
Okay.
But what is written here is only this much.
Okay.
Which is ich. So it is prahlada, not prahlada.
Prahlada.
Samya, prahlada.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So Ashok Mahodaya, the next one. Ashok Mahodaya asti va? Astu. Gayatri Bhagini.
Kurumar.
Pudma.
Punaha.
Pudumal. Pudumal.
The last letter is not ill, it is la.
Kudmala.
Only if you say this, then you can call it ill.
Okay.
So this is la, which is ill plus a. So that is the support of vowel here.
Okay. Kudmala.
Kudmala.
Kudmala. Kudmala.
Samyak. Dhanyavada. Parthasarathi Mahodaya, next one.
Krishna.
Uttamam. Krishna. Astu. Rupa Bhagini.
Vishnu.
Samyak. Vijay Mahodaya.
Ratna.
Samyak. Sashireka Bhagini.
Sankeet. Sankeet.
What is that geet? I don't know.
Sangeeta.
It's not key, it's gee. Sangeeta.
Sangeeta.
Sangeeta. Kavita Bhagini.
Atma.
Samyak. Deepa Bhagini.
Shaya.
Shaya Samyak. Vidyadhara Mahavya. Samyak. Nayana Bhagini.
Padam.
Samyak. Lakshmi Parthasarathi Bhagini.
Hasta.
Samyak. Vatsalya Bhagini.
Swarna.
So, Agni Patitam Kim?
Agni.
Agni Swarna. Dvayam api bhavati.
Sorry.
Chinta nasti Bhagini. Samyak. Punah Anugraha Bhagini.
Kandha.
Samyak Kandha. Astu. Rangarajan Mahodaya.
Takkan.
Kutra Patati.
Skandha. Skandha hai.
Skandha Abhavat. Anantram Chumnasti. Sandha Abhavat Mahodaya. That has been done already. What is next? Aparna Bhagini, can you try the next one?
Jihva.
Jihva, Samyak. Vaidhyanathan Mahodaya.
Arjun. Arjuna. Arjuna.
Arjuna. Gayatri Bhagini, the next one. Please be mute, Mahodaya. Your turn is done. Please be mute. Gayatri Bhagini.
Anda.
Punaha?
Anda.
Anda, Samyak. Parthasarathi Mahodaya.
Brahma.
Not Brahma. Where, do you see him in the mid? You say Brahma. I don't see him in the mid.
Brahma.
It's not Br either.
Brahma.
No, it's
Brahma.
Brahma.
Brahma?
You can say Brahma. Brahma.
Brahma.
Please be in mute.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes.
Excuse me?
Yes, tell me.
Brahma, that ha, hop, ha, can you please write again? Earlier also you did it, I missed it. Prahlada, Prahlada.
Here it has been written like this, but we don't use that usually.
How do we?
Like this. I have already shown this, but still I'll do it again. It's
yeah,
to be
please.
Connected again, like this.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, please be mute. Rupa Bhagini.
Nritya.
Samyak. Nritya. Aftu. Vijay Mahodaya.
Swachha.
Samyak.
Swachha.
Uttamam. Samyak. Shashireka Bhagini.
Ishvara.
Samyak. Ishvara. So all of these are only Pratipatikam. Please remember that these are all Pratipatikam that are ready to use. So when you want to say he is Vishnu, you cannot say Vishnu. It should be Vishnuhu. Astu. Similarly, Arjunaha, Agnihi, Swaranaha, Kandaha. So these are all just Pratipatikam. You can play around adding some suffix. Sashireka Bhagini, please mute. So whoever has sent text in the chat box here, please unmute yourself and talk, because I'm unable to switch between these two. That's why I'm also requesting you to say your name as soon as you join.
Ajay Srinivas.
Aham Bhatsalya. I wanted to say, I think I am a new student. I'm not there in the WhatsApp group.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I was requesting you if you could add me in the WhatsApp group.
Okay. So you received my email, right? The class email.
Yeah. I received it.
I see the signature. You will be able to see my phone number. You can text me in WhatsApp so that I
know. Okay. Sure. Thank you. Sorry for the interference or disturbance.
That's okay. No problem. So the next few slides are dedicated to let you know Pullinga, Strilinga, Napumsakalinga, Padani. So as I said, from Pratipadika, yes, hello. Somebody wanted to say something? Can you please do it fast? Hello. So the Pratipadika, the word Krishaka, so ignore the Visarga here. If you take the word Krishaka, it is the Pratipadika. If you want to make it a Pullinga Pada, you can add the Visarga. There are a lot of sutras on understanding how to make the Pratipadika to a form. Krishakaha is the Prathama Vibhakti. Krishakam will be Dvitiya Vibhakti. So we are not getting into those kind of details, because let us get ourselves in this first. So understand, if there is Visarga at the end, most of the cases, there are a lot of exceptions. There was a padam called Lakshmi, right, in the book. That is also a correct one only, because that falls under another form of Ikaranta Pada or Srilinga. So Lakshmihi is also correct. Lakshmihi is also correct. So for now, I am taking simpler padas to make you understand it. So again, you can try to read it and also understand the meaning by seeing the picture. So we will start with Kavita Bhagini now. Can you read the first one, Kavita Bhagini?
Krishaka.
Can you please try to read it perfectly?
Krishakaha.
Krishakaha, because this is not a Pratipadika now.
Okay.
If you say Krishaka, that will be Akarantaha, Pullingaha, Krishaka Shabdaha.
Mm-hmm.
Where you get Krishakaha, Krishakau, Krishakaha. One farmer, two farmers, and more than two farmers.
Okay.
Now I will take you to a step further.
Mm-hmm.
Saha Krishakaha. You know what Saha is, right?
Saha Krishakaha.
What Saha means? Saha or Eshaha?
He is a farmer.
Uttamam. Saha Krishakaha. Now I want to give him a name. Okay, so I say Tasya Nama Govindaha. He
tasya
is a farmer.
Nama Govind.
Tasya Nama Govindaha.
तस्य नाम गोविन्दः.
सम्यक्. सो वेन् ऐ से सः, यू शुड् बि नोयिङ्ग् टु थिङ्ग्स्. वन्, ही इस् अ बाय् बिकास् ऐ यूस् ही. And second thing, I use Saha because he is far away. He is not nearby.
Okay.
So, Saha Krishakah, Tasya Nama Govindah. Now, when I say, Yeshaha Krishakah, assuming that he is nearby.
He is nearby, yeah.
Then, Etasya Nama Govindah.
Oh, Etasya Nama Govindah.
Yeah. Now take your book, go to 1.8, page number dashama putte, 10th page. You will be seeing A Tasya Tasya. All of you can take out that. We'll parallelly do it. I think we have done it already, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am, we have done it.
Yeah, we have done that.
Then we'll go to Dvitiya Vibhakti now. So first, what did you say? Bhagini Saha Krishakaha Tasya Nama Govindaha. Aham Krishakam Pashyami. Can you repeat?
Aham Krishakam Pashyami.
Samyak. Aham, you know the meaning of aham.
I am.
So we say aham Sumitra, which means I am Sumitra. So aham Krishakam. So I am adding now something else to the ka, which is Krishakam. So to say Nan Ramanai Parkiren, or I am seeing that farmer.
Okay.
So for that, then the subject here becomes an object because you are seeing somebody. You are seeing something.
Okay.
So that becomes the object. So now, Krishnaha will become Krishnam.
Krishna.
Ramaha becomes Ramam. Govindaha becomes Govindam. Aham Govindam Pashyami. Pashyami is I see. So as I said, I see, there are two words in this, in English. But when you take Sanskrit, it will be combined together. There are no separate things. When you say Krishakam Pashyami, the me at the end of Pashyami itself says the person that you are doing that act of seeing. You yes. need not explicitly say Aham Pashyami. When you say Pashyami, it means it's only you.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if I want to say, she sees the farmer, then I will be using Sa Krishakam Pashyati.
Pashyati.
Athava means or. Okay? Sa Krishakam Pashyati. Athava, if the person is a male, Saha Krishakam Pashyati. Okay, so when I want to say I see Aham Pashyami, when I want to say he sees Saha Pashyati, when I want to say she sees, then that is Sa Pashyati.
Okay.
Samyak?
Yes.
Uttama. Now can you try to explain him, who is he, what is his name, and you are seeing him, or whatever you want to say.
Saha Sa Krishakam Pashyami.
Pashyami means you are doing it. You cannot say Sa Krishakam Pashyami. You are trying to say she sees, I am seeing farmer.
Okay.
Pashyami itself means you are seeing. Which means the person who says it. When I say Vadami, I need not say Aham Vadami because the me says only I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
When I say me at the end, Pashyami, Khadami, Vadami. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Patayami, teaching, I teach, which is Patayami. Which means I only do it. When I say Patayati, then it means somebody else is doing.
Okay.
Can you try now? Now I want you to say in this order. He is a farmer. His name is Govinda. And I am seeing Govinda. Or I am seeing the farmer.
aham krishakam pashya.
Go in the order I said. I said first, he is a farmer. His name is Govinda. I am seeing the farmer.
Saha krishakaha.
Uttamam.
What was the next one? His name is Govinda. Tasya nama Govindaha.
Samyak.
I am.
No, not I am. I am is in English.
No, the third one, what did you say? I am seeing him.
I am seeing the farmer.
I am. Aham. Krishakam Pashyami.
Samyak. So, I will repeat it again. Dhanyavadaya Bhagini. So, it goes in the order like Saha Krishakaha. He is a farmer. Tasya Nama Govindaha. Aham Krishakam Pashyami. Astu. Kaha Asti Kasya Kramahadana. Deepa Bhagini, can you do the next one?
Tat Vrishabha.
No. I told you only if it is going to end in Makara, it is Tat Etat. Whenever you see Visarga,
okay,
it is
Saha. Yes, sorry. Saha Vrishabha.
Astu. Vrishabhasya Nama, Tasya Nama Kim.
Tasya nama Krishna.
Krishnaha. You cannot say Krishna.
Krishnaha. Tasya nama Krishnaha.
Mm-hmm.
Aham Vrishabham Pashyami.
Uttamam. Aham Vrishabham Pashyami. So now you can say Tasya nama or Vrishabhasya nama. Both refers to the Vrishabham.
Okay.
So here, now we have to notice another thing. We did Shashti Vibhakti exercise already, right? So we were doing Ravanasya, Kumbhakaranasya. So now we are saying Tasya, Vrishabhasya, Krishakasya. So all these are Shashti Vibhakti. So now we know three Vibhaktis, Prathama, Dvitiya and Shashti.
Yes.
Okay, Samyak Bhagini, Uttamataya Uttavati. So just remember, whenever you see Visarga, it is going to be masculine only.
Yes.
You cannot use, we know that it cannot talk. Or, it doesn't fall under that category. But that is the way it has been given.
Okay.
So, Vidyadhar Mahodaya, can you try the next one?
Saha Bhallukaha.
Uttamam.
Bhallukasya Nama Ramaha.
Samyak.
Aham Bhallukam. Pashyami or Aham Ramam Pashyami.
Samyak. Aham Ramam Pashyami atava Bhallukam Pashyami. Uttamam. Nayana Bhagini, can you try the next one? Nayana Bhagini, are you there? Anugraha Bhagini, can you do the next one?
Yeah. Saha Mandukaha.
Uttamam.
Tasya nama Krishnaha. Aham Krishnam Pashyami.
Atava Aham?
Aham Mandukam Pashyami.
Uttamam. Aham Mandukam Pashyami. Atava Krishnam Pashyami. Dhanyavadaha. Rangarajan Mahodaya, can you do the next one?
Saha? Kaputaha.
Kapotaha.
Dasya Kaputa.
Mahodaya, please pronounce it properly. You're messing up
with the Dasya Nam Kaputaha.
Asta Mahodaya, Shruno to Ekavaram, let others say, you listen properly. If not, write it at least and keep it with you. Everything is there in the book. I am not saying anything new out of the book.
Okay.
I don't know what makes you pronounce it this wrong. Anyway, listen to what others say.
Akam, Kapoor.
Mahodaya, please listen to others.
Hmm.
You listen first and then you can talk later.
Okay.
Aparna Bhagini, Karotiva.
Saha Kapotaha.
Samyak.
Kapotasya Nama Hari.
Uttamam, Uttamam. Kapotasya Nama Hari.
Aham Kapotam Pashyati.
Pashyami, Pashyati.
Sorry, Pashyami, sorry. Pashyami.
Samyak. Uttamam. Tadeva. धन्यवादः वैद्यनाथन् महोदय अग्रिमं करोतु I don't know what you're talking but from where are you trying to read something
third one
Okay, where I don't see Yaddat or anything of that sort there.
Astu,
Shrunotu. We can do it later. Ashok
okay, Mahathir,
okay. Mahaparyanka.
Ashok Mahathir Hatsipa. Na asti iti manye Gayatri Bhagini, can you do the next one?
This is a little too difficult for me. I'm not, it's my first class.
Ah, that's okay. I'll help you out.
Okay. I don't even know how to say this bed.
It is there written. You know the lippi, right? Are you aware of the lippi? I mean the Devanagari script.
I can understand, I mean I can read a little bit, but okay. Pi, but...
No, I'll tell you the order, then you can try, okay?
Okay.
So first, read the first letter.
Pa.
Okay, next, do the tail here.
I don't know what that tail is.
It is Ir.
Ir.
So this will be third one.
Okay, so that's pa il ya.
Uttamam, then do this, the top one.
Dakka.
No, what is this?
Is that da? Da? No.
That is na. When you have, if you don't see the dot next to it, then that is da. What you said is correct. If there is no, there is, if you don't find a dot next to it, if you find a dot next to it, then that will become ing, as in king.
Okay. So, pa ir ya na?
No, that is not na, that's ing.
In. In.
Bhagini. Wait.
Yes.
Do you see my screen?
Yes, I do.
How do you pronounce this word?
King.
Now, I'm just cutting this. Now, how do you say it?
Ing.
That is the pronunciation of this letter.
Of the D with the dot,
yes.
Right?
That's not D with the dot, that's ing only.
Yeah, ing. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's, Parya ing. Paryanga. Is that right?
After that? You see something else down, right?
Paryanga. Is that ka? Short ka?
Yes.
Paryanga. Paryanga.
Paryanga. Paryanga.
Oh, kaha. Paryanga.
Paryanga.
Paryanga. Paryanga.
Okay, so now to say he is Paryanga. For the grammar, you will have to call it a he only. So you can say Saha Paryankaha.
Saha Paryankaha?
Yeah.
Now we can't give this a name, right?
You can imagine and give. When you call an object Saha, then why can't you give it a name?
Okay. sah paryantam.
Sah. Okay, the letter that I've written.
Sah.
Sah paryantam.
Paryankasya nama. Paryankasya nama Krishna.
Wait, one second. You cannot say Paryankasya Namaha. That is the wrong usage. Because when you say Namaha, that will become the subject here. While Paryankaha itself is a subject.
Okay.
So you should be using Nama only.
I should be using what? Nama?
Nama. Just Nama.
Nama. Okay. Not so Namaha. It's Nama.
No. Oh, yeah, yeah. It is Nama. When you say Krishna, that is wrong there. That should be Krishna, because that talks about the subject, which means Krishna is also a subject there.
Okay.
You are giving a name to what? Name to the bed. So bed is the subject.
Right.
So when you say Krishna is the bed, then Krishna also becomes the subject, right?
Right. Okay.
Others, please be in mute. I'm hearing a lot of noise. Okay. So saha paryankaha. Paryankasya or tasya nama Krishna.
Okay. I can also use tasya nama Krishna.
Tasya is his name.
It's. Oh right. His name is.
Not it has to be his here.
Yes.
And
yes.
I want you to say aham. I am seeing the bed.
Aham paryankaha pashyami.
No. Others will be mute. If necessary, we will call you, then you can answer. Whoever has answered, please mute yourself. I'm just asking her only now.
Okay. Aham paryankam pashyami.
Samyak. So that will become dvitiya vibhakti, where the subject becomes an object.
Right.
Okay, now if you take here, saha mandukaha. Okay.
Right.
Tasya nama haritaha.
I
am just giving a name.
Sure.
Aham mandukam pashyami. Saha kapotaha. Kapotasya nama govindaha.
Okay.
Aham kapotam pashyami.
Okay.
So we have covered three vibhakti so far. When you see visarga at the end, that becomes a subject.
Sure.
Okay, so the pronoun for that, if it is masculine, it will be saha.
Okay.
We will say he is a bird. This is a bird. His name is something.
Okay.
And I am seeing the bird. So there are three things associated. One is the subject. Second one is the pronoun and the name for that.
Sure.
Which is Shakti Vibhakti. Paryankasya. When you say Asya, Tasya, Paryankasya, then that becomes Shakti. They say Sambhande Shakti. If you want to relate two things, then you will be using Shakti Vibhakti. Because you want to relate two.
Okay.
Dasharatha is there, Rama is there. So we'll be saying Dasharataha Ramaha. We all know Dasharatha's son is Rama. So now the relationship is between Dasharatha and Rama. Right?
Yes.
So Dasharatasya putraha Ramaha.
Rama. Okay.
Or Ramasya pita Dasharataha.
Yes.
So that becomes the relationship between these two. Aham Ramam Pashyami. Saha Dasharataha. Eshaha Ramaha. So Saha Eshaha is to say, if the person is nearby, then you will use Eshaha. If the person is far, you will be using saha. Both represents the pronoun he.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you want to say Dasharatasya putra Ramaha, Ramasya pita Dasharataha.
Okay.
Okay. You please go ahead and listen to the earlier recording so that you can understand a bit more. If you get any doubt, just let me know.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Swagat. Kasya kramaha. So Gayatri Bhagini spoke now, right? Who spoke right now?
I missed actually. I was not audible.
Gayatri.
Yes.
अस्तु भगिनि
अशोकः मम नाम अशोकः
करोति वा अग्रिमं करोति वा करोतु
एषः दुर्वासः दूरभाषः
पुनः पुनः
एषः दूरभाषः
यु आर् प्रोनौन्सिङ्ग् दट् र एस् गिर् नो विच् इस् राङ्ग् ओन्लि इन् हिन्दी यु केन् प्रोनौन्स् इट् लैक् दट्
दूरभाषः
सम्यक् दूरभाषः
दूरभाषः
उत्तमं
तस्य नाम
तस्य नाट् तस्य
तस्य नाम
नो महोदय यु आर् सेयिङ्ग् इश इट् इस् स तस्य
तस्य तस्य नाम
सी द स्क्रीन् वन्स् ऐ विल् रैट् अण्ड् शो यू त इस् य यु आर् सेयिङ्ग् इश विच् इस् राङ्ग्
तस्य tasya
you are saying sha I'm asking you to say sa
I got it now yeah tasya
samyak
tasya nama krishna ha
astu
aham durbhasham
durbhasham durbhasham means wrong language what language it's not dur it's durbhasham dura means far or there is some distance
durabhasham ha aham durabhasham pashyami
samyak aham durabhasham pashyami so please make sure that you don't mispronounce the words so. Because when you say durbhasha it means something else bad language or something like that dhanyawad yeah.
Yeah.
वात्सल्या भगिनी केन् यु डू द नेक्स्ट् वन्
हा सः काकः तस्य नाम कृष्णः अहं काकं पश्यामि
उत्तमं सः काकः तस्य नाम कृष्णः अहं काकं पश्यामि सम्यक् अस्तु पार्थसारथि महोदय केन् यु डू द नेक्स्ट् वन्
सौचितः तस्य नाम
महोदय यु हैव बीन लिसनिंग टू अदर्स कैन यू प्लीज फॉलो द सेम ऑर्डर
हेलो कैन आई से नाउ
यू कैन से बट से इट इन अ प्रॉपर ऑर्डर डोंट हैपरहैंडली से इट फर्स्ट से ही इज अ टेलर हिज नेम इज समथिंग एंड आई एम सेइंग द टेलर
सः सौचिकः तस्य नाम मुकुन्दः अहं सौचिकं पश्यति
महोदय
पश्यामि अहं सौचिकं पश्यामि
धन्यवादः प्लीस् बी इन् म्यूट् So far we have been saying it for masculine. Now we are going to the next one, which is feminine gender. I will do the first one. Sa Suchika. So I use Sa. Sa Suchika. Tasyaha Nama. तस्याः नाम ऐ एम् जस्ट् सेयिङ्ग् सूचिका सा सूचिका तस्याः नाम सूचिका सो वि आल्रेडि सा इन् द प्रीवियस् लेसन् हौ टु यूस् द षष्ठी विभक्ति फार् अ फेमिनैन् जेण्डर् फार् एक्साम्पल् कौसल्या विसा कौसल्यायाः सो दट् इस् द षष्ठी आफ् स्त्रीलिङ्गपदानि So सूचिकायाः नाम also you can use. You can use तस्याः नाम or सूचिकायाः नाम. So I don't name anything, so I'll just say सूचि. सूचिकायाः नाम सूचि. Okay? Anybody wants to say something? I hear, I heard some kind of noise. Okay. Just give me a moment. I'll be right back. Sorry. So, सूचिकाम् अहं सूचिकां पश्यामि. सा सूचिका. तस्याः नाम सूची. अहं सूचिकां पश्यामि. I repeat once again. सा सूचिका. तस्याः नाम सूची. अहं सूचिकां पश्यामि. लक्ष्मी पार्थसारथी भगिनी, केन् यू डू द नेक्स्ट् वन्?
पिपीलिका.
क्रमेण
वदतु. सा पिपीलिका.
इट्स् सा, नाट् सा.
सा पिपीलिका.
उत्तमं.
तस्याः नाम कौसल्या. अहं पिपीलिकाहं पश्यामि.
अहं
पिपीलिकां पश्यामि.
अहं पिपीलिकां पश्यामि. उत्तमं. रूपा भगिनी, केन् यू डू द नेक्स्ट् वन्?
सा कुञ्चिका.
सम्यक्.
कुञ्चिकायाः नाम रूपा.
अस्तु, किमपि कुञ्ची और कुञ्चिका, वाट् एवर् यु वाण्ट्.
कुञ्ची. कुञ्चिकायाः नाम रूपा.
अस्तु,
कुञ्चिकां पश्यामि.
अस्तु, कुञ्चिकां पश्यामि इस् आल्सो 100% करेक्ट् बिकास् द मोमेण्ट् यु से पश्यामि इट् इस् ओन्लि यु आर् डूङ्ग् हू इस् डूङ्ग् द आक्ट्. सो दट्स् फैन्. उत्तमं, सम्यक्. धन्यवादः भगिनि.
धन्यवादः.
विजय महोदय, केन् यु डु द नेक्स्ट् वन्?
द्विचक्रिका.
क्रमेण वदतु, प्लीस् स्टेड् इन् आर्डर्.
सा द्विचक्रिका.
उत्तमम्.
द्विचक्रिकायाः नाम द्विचक्रिका.
अस्तु, सम्यक्.
अहं द्विचक्रिकां पश्यामि.
सुन्दरं, सम्यक्. धन्यवादः. अशिरेका भगिनी, केन् यु डु द नेक्स्ट् वन्?
सा उत्पीठिका.
अस्तु.
तस्याः नाम उत्पी.
अस्तु, सम्यक्.
अहम् उत्पीठिका पश्यामि.
उत्पीठिकां पश्यामि. उत्पीठिकां
पश्यामि.
सम्यक्, उत्तमम्. अस्तु, कविता भगिनी, केन् यु डु द नेक्स्ट् वन्?
सा मषिका.
हा, न न न, सम्यक् पठतु. Others, please be in mute. She doesn't need any help. I'm here to help her.
Sa makshika.
Makshika. So the ksha, ksha. When you say sorry, you will be using kshamyatam. That ksha is of two letters. Ik plus sha. So this is makshika.
Makshika.
Samya. Sa makshika.
Sa makshika. तस्य नाम
तस्याः नाम तस्य
तस्याः नाम लता
अस्तु लता भवतु
अहं मक्षिकां पश्यामि
अस्तु नौ वेन् ऐ वन् वेन् वाण्ट् टु से ऐ सी द मक्षिका यु सेड् तस्याः इन्स्टेड् आफ़् वाट् एल्स् केन् यु से
ऐ केन् से द वर्ड् इट्स् लैक्
हौ डु यु से
मक्षिकायाः नाम लता
तावदेव उत्तमं सम्यक् यु अण्डर्स्टुड् रैट्
यस् ऐ डिड्
सो का पठितवती कविता भगिनी पठितवती खलु
यस्
अस्तु दीपा भगिनी केन् यु डु द नेक्स्ट् वन्
ऐ डोण्ट् सी द नेक्स्ट् वन् सा अग्निपेटिका
उत्तमं
तस्याः नाम
होम् लैट्
अग्निः
अस्तु
अहम् अग्निपेटिकां पश्यामि
उत्तमम् उत्तमरीत्या उक्तवती धन्यवादः विद्याधर महोदय केन् यु डु द नेक्स्ट् वन्
सा मापिका तस्याः वर्णः श्वेतः
उत्तमं सम्यक्
अहं मापिकां पश्यामि
उत्तमं केन् यु प्लीस् एक्स्प्लेन् अदर्स् वाट् डिड् यु से नो सो दट् दे केन् आल्सो लर्न् इट् फ्रम् यु
ऐ सेड् देट् इस् ऐ मीन् शी इस् अ स्केल् एण्ड् हर् कलर् इस् वैट्
तस्याः वर्णः श्वेतः
एण्ड् अहं मापिकां पश्यामि
धन्यवादः महोदय सम्यक्
वन् डौट्
या
तस्याः वर्णः वयं तस्याः नाम इति एव वदामः
आम्
वर्णः कथं भवति
okay that subject, we will do object. A little later
okay
you just wait because nama itself is prathama vibhakti
okay
for pullinga nama itself is prathama so you cannot okay. say namaha
okay
so for now you just you'll have to memorize this for a few we will understand it later when we do the vyakaran
okay
samyak prashna your question is correct and wise नयना भगिनी केन् यु डु द नेक्स्ट् वन्
सा वीणा
पुनः
सा वीणा
ऐ केनाट् हियर् यु प्रापर्लि ऐ गेस् यु आर् सेयिङ्ग् इट् राङ्ग्लि
सा वीणा
अस्तु
तस्याः नाम वीणा
तस्य नाम इस् राङ्ग् भगिनि वाट् हेपन् टु द विसर्गं
तस्याः नाम वीणा
अस्तु
अहं वीणां पश्यामि
say it with some force okay you are saying in a very dull tone maybe that makes you feel like you're not confident enough सा वीणा तस्याः नाम सरस्वती अहं वीणां पश्यामि Okay, give some hold to whatever you say.
Okay. Saa Veena.
Asta, prayatnam karoti. You can try again.
Tasya nama Veena.
No, Bhagini. Tasya is wrong.
Tasyaha nama Veena. Aham Veena Veenam Pashyami.
सो एतावत् स्त्रीलिङ्गपदानि दृष्टवन्तः सो सो फार् वी हव् बीन् सीयिङ्ग् स्त्रीलिङ्गपद एण्ड् सिमिलर्ली वी हाव् गाट् नपुंसकलिङ्ग विच् विल् बि वेरि सिमिलर् टु युर् पुल्लिङ्गपदानि तत् पर्णं पर्णस्य वर्णः हरितः हरित इस् ग्रीन् पर्णस्य कलर् आफ् पर्णस्य वर्णः कलर् आफ् द लीफ् इस् ग्रीन् केन् सम् ऐ हियर् सम् नाय्स् नयना भगिनी प्लीस् म्यूट् तस्य नाम हरिता. सो अगेन् तस्य एतस्य उन्नि विल्कुम् एतत् पर्णम् एतत् पर्णं पर्णस्य. सो हियर् आल्सो इट् इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु बि द सेम्. सो मोस्ट् आफ़् द टैम्स् पुल्लिङ्गम् अण्ड् स्त्रीलिङ्गं विभक्ति, मोस्ट् आफ़् द विभक्ति विल् बि द सेम् एक्सेप्ट् फार् द प्रथमाविभक्ति. ओन्ली वित् प्रथमाविभक्ति विल् बि से रामः, वैल् इन् प्रथमाविभक्ति आफ़् द नपुंसकलिङ्गं विल् बि पर्णं पुष्पं फलं तोयम्. इन् रेस्ट् आफ़् द थिङ्ग्स् विल् बि द सेम्. सो गृहपाठरूपेण करोतु, डु इट् अस् अ होम्वर्क्
भगिनि.
तस्य
नाम हरिता, नेम् इस् नाट् पुल्लिङ्ग, रैट्?
यु केन् से हरितः इफ् यु वाण्ट् आर् एनिथिङ्ग् एल्स्.
ओके, नो इट् शुड् बि पुल्लिङ्ग नेम् इफ् यु आर् गिविङ्ग् इट् अ नेम्.
Oh, oh, okay, okay. You are correct. It should be Napumsakalinga name. It should not be a Pullinga name. I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
No, Tasya Nama?
Tasya Nama Paranam.
No, okay.
So any kind of Pullinga name you can give.
Okay. Haritam.
Okay, here it will not make sense though. Okay. But yeah.
Bhagini, can you repeat the homework please?
All the three slides.
Will you send the slides?
I will, yeah. Or if it's possible for you to see the recording, if not, I will send it, because anyhow.
Okay, if the video is there in the recording, then we'll take it from there.
Sure, sure. I don't know what happened in the last class. Even I could not see the video, even in the recorded one. I mean, the one I downloaded from the software that I recorded.
Okay.
So I hope this will be proper. If it is not, I will definitely send you the snapshot of this. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
So I also gave another homework in the beginning, which was to record the shloka.
Yes.
The proper pronunciation. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Bhagini, I have one doubt.
Please.
Yeah, just Nakhinsaka Lingaha, I want to know how. One example, how we could get the Dvitiya Vibhaga.
Dvitiya Vibhakti.
Dvitiya Vibhakti.
It will also be Paranam only.
Okay, yeah.
Paranam, Paranam. Etat Paranam, Aham Paranam Pashyami. Etat Pushpam, Aham Pushpam Pashyami.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
It's very similar to Pullinga, Bhagini. So when you say Ramam, it will also, because that's why I said only in Prathama Vibhakti you will feel the difference. Otherwise, entire thing is going to be the same.
Okay.
So, and if you memorize one Vibhakti Rupa or one Vibhakti table of Pullinga, it means you've also done the Pumsakalinga.
Dhanyavada.
Swagatam. Okay, so we will just quickly go to the book now. Please take your books and go to page number एकश द्वादश, ट्वेल्व्, द्वादशपुटे क्रियापदानि इति अस्ति. क्रियापदानि मीनिङ्ग् वर्ब्स्. ऐ होप् आल् आफ़् यु हव् टेकन्, आर् शुड् ऐ वेट् फार् सम् मोर् टैम्? इट् इस् 2.1
टेकन्.
अस्तु. सो क्रिया, क्रिया मीन्स् सम् एक्षन्. वी आल्रेडि सा अबौट् वाट् इस् अ verb, dhatu. From dhatu we get the verb. I don't have that slide right now. I've made a lot of changes to it, or rather my friend made a lot of changes to it, Sanjeev Mahodaya. Okay, so kriya, I'm again repeating it for you, kriya is some kind of action. Pratipadikam is a root word to form a noun. When you say Ramah, that is a noun. It came from the Pratipadikam, Rama. Similarly, when you say a Kriya, I am saying Vadami. So, saying is a Kriya. Aham Vadami, I am saying. So, Dhatu is Vadhu Dhatu. So, from Vadhu Dhatu, I am getting a Kriya Vadati. Okay, so if you see that one lady is writing, walking, and another guy is coming. So going and coming are two different kriyas. So she goes, he comes. And in the third, he reads. In the fourth, he writes. In the fifth, he plays. In the sixth, he drinks. Seventh, he eats. Eight, she sees. Nine, she smiles or laughs. 10, he carries. So these are all some of the kriyas that even we do it regularly. So now I will say an example which is not here. Saha. Saha yanam chalayati. So I am saying saha yanam chalayati. So now there are three words in the sentence. Etat vakyam, that is a sentence. Vakye trini padani santi. Vakye, in the sentence, trini padani, there are three words, santi. First one is saha, that is the subject. Second one is the object, yanam. Third one is the kriya, chalayati, which is the verb, which means, that is the kriya, chalayati, drive. Chalayati means drive. So when I say aham, then that will become aham yanam chalayami. Then I want to say she rides, then that will become sa yanam chalayati only. So the kriya chalayati is common to both he and she. When it comes to me, I will be saying aham chalayami. So now what I want you to do is, so I'll call your name, say whatever is given there, and also to the other gender and for yourself. So I want to hear three sentences out of this. Any doubts here? Okay.
What would be the first sentence? Aham chalayami is the second sentence. Saha chalayati.
No, I first said saha chalayati.
Okay.
Okay, now the opposite of he is she, then that will become sa chalayati.
Okay.
Then I will say, I am driving, aham chalayami.
Okay.
In between I added jnanam. Okay, that is not necessary here, I just wanted to let you know that's an object.
What did you add, Bhagini? Jnanam.
Jnanam is a vehicle.
Okay.
Pratamam Anugraha Bhagini, can you do the first one?
Yes. Sa gachati.
Also say it in English as well, once you read the Sanskrit one.
Okay. She is going.
Astu, okay.
Saha gachati. She is going.
Uttamam.
Aham gachami. I am going.
Uttamam. धन्यवाद. रंगराजन महोदय, ट्राई टू प्रोनाउंस इट प्रॉपरली.
सह आगच्छति.
इट्स नॉट दी, इट्स सी.
आगच्छति.
आगच्छति.
आगच्छति. सह आगच्छति. अहम् आगच्छामि.
वदतु, व्हाट इज द ऑपोजिट ऑफ सह?
आई एम नॉट एबल टू फॉलो.
आई टोल्ड यू नो व्हाट सह इज, राइट?
ओके, सह इज स्त्रीलिंगम.
नो. अपर्णा भगिनी, कैन यू प्लीज हेल्प हिम आउट? कैन यू प्लीज टीच हिम?
इट्स अ मैस्कुलिन.
Masculine.
Masculine.
opposite of masculine, saha opposite, feminine gender.
Mohoria, by seeing the picture itself, you can say it actually, whether it is saha or sa or even other ways. Saha means a male or female.
The male.
Saha is male, fine. What is the opposite of male?
Sa.
Can you say the entire sentence now?
Sa agacchadi. Agam. आगच्छामि
सम्यक् धन्यवादः
अपर्णा
भगिनी केन् यू डू द नेक्स्ट् वन्
सः पठति
सम्यक्
सा पठति
सम्यक्
अहं पुस्तकं पठामि
उत्तमम् अहं पुस्तकं पठामि सम्यक् धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः
वैद्यनाथन् महोदय
सः लिखति सा लिखति अकं लिखामि अहं सारी सारी अहं लिखामि
अशोक् महोदय केन् यू डू द नेक्स्ट् टेन्
सः क्रिङ्कति क्रीडति सः क्रीडति
इट्स् नाट् क्रीडति केन् यू प्लीस् रीड् इट् प्रापर्लि द बेण्ड् इस् इन् द रैट् सैड् नाट् टु द लेफ्ट् सैड्
सः क्रीडति
उत्तमं
स क्रीडति
उत्तमम्
अहं क्रीडामि
उत्तमं इट्स् बीन् गिवन् अस् क्रीडति क्रीडामि सः क्रीडति सा क्रीडति अहं क्रीडामि सम्यक् धन्यवादः अनन्तरं गायत्री भगिनी केन् यू डू द नेक्स्ट् वन्
Just give me 1 second. I lost
sure, sure.
Tim, where's the book? Tim, sorry, just give me 1 second. I don't know what I did and the book disappeared.
Okay, please be in mute.
Okay.
Vatsalya Bhagini, can you do the next one?
सः पिबति ही ड्रिङ्क्स् सा पिबति शी ड्रिङ्क्स् अहं पिबामि ऐ ड्रिङ्क्
सम्यक् पार्थसारथि महोदय
सः खादति ही ड्रिङ्क्स्
नो खादति इस् नाट् ड्रिङ्किङ्ग्
हि ईस् ईटिङ्ग् खादति हि ईस् सा खादति शि ईस् अहं खादामि ऐ ईट्
एव्रिथिङ्ग् इस् ओके बट् खा इस् ओन्ली राङ्ग् इट् इस् खा It is Mahapranam. Ah, yeah. You are using Alpa Pranam.
Yeah.
Then the name
changes.
Kha. Khadati.
Khadati.
Practice now itself.
Yeah.
Never compromise with pronunciation.
Sure. Thank you.
Dhanyavadaha. Lakshmi Bhattacharya Bhagini, can you do the next one?
Sa Pashyati. She sees. Saha Pashyati. He sees. अहं पश्यामि ऐ सी
वण्डर्फुल् धन्यवादः रूपा भगिनी केन् यू डू द नेक्स्ट् वन्
सः
one second, I have to switch the screen. Saha hasati, he laughs. Sa hasati, she laughs. Aham hasami, I laugh.
Uttam, samyak. Dhanyavadah.
Dhanyavadah.
Vijay Mahadev, can you do the last one?
Hasati, sa hasami.
Saha nayati, sa nayati, aham nayatyami.
Ah, why did the it came? When she says hasati hasami, did she ask? Where you are adding that it? Why did you add the it?
Nayatyami.
See, pashyati, others please be in mute. He doesn't need your help right now. Mahodaya, when yes. She said pashyati, she said aham pashyami. Then when you say nayati, aham?
Nayami.
That's it, Tavadev. Okay. Are you able to follow?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. That you just listen to a couple of times, you'll be able to do it. Dhanyavad.
Can I ask a doubt?
Yeah, please.
I want to know what is Nayati. What does
Nayati is carrying? When you see the picture, the last picture, he's carrying a suitcase on his head, right?
Ah, okay.
That is Nayati. So even when you want to say, please fetch me a cup of water. Kinchit jalam nayatu. Nayatu is to order. Like, get me a cup of water.
Nayatu.
Okay. Nayatu. So, aham lekhanim nayami. I will take the pen with me. Lekhani is pen. Lekhanim is dvitiya vibhakti. So, I am taking the pen. So that, which means that becomes an object here. Lekhanim nayami.
Dhanyavad.
For others, I will just give my own or any other kriya padani, whichever comes to my mind. Sashireka bhagini. Now I give you saha karoti.
Sa karoti. Aham karomi.
Uttamam. Saha karoti. Sa karoti. Aham karomi. Uttamam. Dhanyavadah. Okay. Kavita bhagini. I'm saying aham smarami.
Aham smarami.
Aham smarami.
Aha smarati. Sa smarati. Aham smarami.
Wait. Can you please repeat? Slowly repeat it.
Aham smarati.
Aham smarati is wrong. Aham should always be with me.
No. Saha smarati. Sa smarati. Aham smarami.
Samyak. Dhanyavadah. Deepa bhagini.
Yes.
Namati is the kriya padam for you.
Saha namati. Sa namati. Aham namami.
Uttama. Saha namati. Sa namati. Aham namami.
That Uttama. Namami means I am praying.
Aham namami. Okay. I pray.
Salutation. Okay.
Salutation.
Vidyadhar Mahodaya.
The kriya pada for you is pravahati.
Pravahati. Saha pravahati. Sa api pravahati. Aham api pravahayami.
So pravahami or pravahayami. Yeah, that is also correct. Pravahayami. Astu. So pravahati means flowing. Yes. Technically it is only for rivers, but just to make you understand, I just gave the dhatu, the kriya padam. Dhanyavada mahodaya, samyak. Astu.
Nayana bhagini.
Yes.
Hello.
Pranashyati is your kriya padam.
Please repeat.
Pranashyati. Pranashyati.
Pranashyati. Saha. Pranashyati.
Samyak.
Sa pranashyati. Aham pranashyami.
Uttam.
Pranashyami.
Pranashyami. Saha pranashyati. Sa pranashyati. Aham pranashyami. Uttamam bhagini. Dhanyavadah.
Okay.
Any doubts so far?
Bhagini.
What is pranashyati mean?
Pranashyati means destruction.
Pranashyati means?
Destruction.
Okay. Dhanyavad.
There is a saying, buddhinashat pranashyati.
Buddhinashat pranashyati.
Because of his bad intellect, or man perishes from the destruction of his intellect, rather. Okay. Any other doubts? So I'll also say the homework in this part. So 2.1 that we have already seen. Eshah, Esha, Sah, Sa, Tat. Bhavan, Bhavati. So Etaihi Shabdaihi, which means all these Shabdas, which are all there. Eshah, Esha, Etat, Sah, Sa, Tat. Bhavan, Bhavati. Sah, Kriyapadanam Abhyasam Parotu. So with all these words or the pronouns, practice along with the kriyapada. For example, eshah gachati, esha gachati, etat gachati. Even for etat, it is gachati only. Even if the gender is napumsakalingam, it is going to be etat. Similarly, saha sa tat is also the same. Bhavan gachati, bhavati gachati. That is also the same. Okay, or Bhavan Agachati, Bhavati Agachati. So you can play around. Use the same Kriya Padani that is available up in the picture. Okay, so along with that you can try it out. Or if you want to try any new Kriya Padam, that would be really excellent. So you can do that. You can also add Aham to this. Okay. So the next one, which is 2.2. Vaidyanathan Mohriya, please mute. Nayana Bhagini, please mute. Anugraha Bhagini, please mute. I see somebody called Ajay who never spoke anything. Please mute.
I'm here.
Yeah, please. You didn't say your name.
Ajay.
No, now I know your name. When you joined the class, you did not say your name, because I cannot flip every time and see who are all there. So as soon as you join the class, please announce your name.
I did, but you were busy, I think that's what happened.
It was not that I was busy. Everybody was saying, so you can wait and confirm if I noticed your name. Everybody else is doing that, so I request you to do the same. So 2.2 is Aham Gachami. Following to that is an exercise. So use any other kriyapada similarly only for aham. Okay. So fill it up with different kriyapadams. So always remember, it is only from dhatu that you get a kriyapadam. And from a nominal stem called pratipadikam, you are getting a noun or a shabda form. So you can take any kind of kriya padams, and you can even fill it up with the regular activities that you do, like eating, running, exercising, reading, any kind of kriya. Whatever actions you do, list out 10 of the actions that you do every day. So now we have 5 minutes more. I want 2 volunteers, one who is going to be a customer in the hotel and one as a server. Any 2 will quickly finish that.
Bhani Rupa Vadami.
Asto Eka Bhagini. Anantaram Kima Kopi. Kaha Ka?
Chandra.
Asto. Okay, you two can do. Probably Rupa Bhagini can tame the Vitarakaha. Chandra Bhagini be the Grahaka. Go ahead. Samyaktaya Patatu.
Boho. किम् आवश्यकम्
कापि आवश्यकम्
जलम् आवश्यकं किम्
मास्तु कापि आवश्यकम्
स्वीकरोतु
धन्यवादः
भगिनी किञ्चिदपि अस्ति इतोपि किञ्चित् अस्ति
किञ्चित् किञ्चित् शर्करा
स्वीकरोतु पुनः आवश्यकं वा स्वीकरोतु पुनः आवश्यकं वा
पर्याप्तं पुनः मास्तु
उत्तमम् उत्तमरीत्या पठितवन्तः सो देयर इज़ अ कन्वर्सेशन् बिट्वीन् द सर्वर् एण्ड् दि कस्टमर् प्रथमं वाक्यम् अस्ति भोः किम् आवश्यकं सो वाट् डु यु नीड् So the customer says, kapi avashyakam, I need coffee. Vitarakah, the bearer says, jalam avashyakam kim? Do you need some water? Or do you want water what? Or what? So kim is what here. So the you can understand the structure of the language with such dialogues. So we generally don't say, do you want water what? So jalam avashyakam kim? And the grahakah says mastu. Astu is okay, yes. Ma astu, which is mastu, which is very similar to asti, na asti, or nasti. Astu, mastu. Kapi avashyakam. So he says, no, I just need coffee. Vitarakah says swikarotu, take it. So when you say, when you want to ask somebody to do it, you do the tu as the suffix, pashyatu. So when I say pustakam pashyatu, it means I am saying you see the book. Okay. So kinchit sharkara. So he asks kunjam sugar. Some sugar please. When you add kripaya to it, then that becomes please. Kinchit sharkara kripaya. Please some sugar. Then he says svikarotu. Take it. Punaha. Punaha means again. So when I say punaha vadami, it means I'm saying it again. Punaha avashyakam va. So he asks, do you need it again? He says pariyaptam, enough. Pariyaptam meaning enough. Punaha mastu. I don't need it again. So the stress here, number one, about the structure of sentences. Number two, some new words like avashyakam, which means needed. Mastu, enough, it's not needed. Mastu is done, no. Or don't, rather. Okay. And then pariyaptam. Pariyaptam is enough. I don't need any more. Enough, that's enough. So you can have quick conversations, maybe you can practice it, see how you sound, see if you are able to give proper kind of expression to it. Any doubts in this? Do you have any doubts or shall we close today? then finish off. Vatsalya Bhagini, can you read the closing chant?
Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavato, Sarvesham Shantir Bhavato, Sarvesham Purnam Bhavato, Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavato, Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Dhanyavadaha Sarvesham, Namaskarah. Whoever has joined you, please stay for some time.
Namaskar.